This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Weekend is almost here. Now, the weekend weather looks really good. It looks like it's going to be around 40 today, maybe even near 60 by Sunday. So it's going to be nice for the weekend. But right now, not so good.
And it's still snowing here in DTC, at least.
It's a dark, dismal day.
It's a dirge. It's a dirge of a day.
Hey, I got a question for you. All right, you probably haven't thought about this much, but what the hell else we got to do? What do you make of this Elon Musk thing with this kid?
What kid?
With the kid where Grimes put out that message yesterday on Twitter.
I haven't thought about it. Like, what do you, I guess I don't know what you're asking.
All right. She is on Twitter, and she's saying, I need your help urgently because we have a medical situation, all right? And he's not doing anything, but yet she's doing it public. Do you think that she's playing it, or do you think that he's ignoring it? A little bit of both?
I think they're both weird. I don't know.
She's weird, isn't she?
They're both weird.
He's weird. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but I'm just trying to make out why is she going so public with it is what I can't figure out.
I'm wondering if it's maybe because that last girl went public that had a kid with him, and maybe is she jealous of this last woman that's on X saying, you know.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I mean, yeah, that's all.
You might be onto something there.
And while he's busy with his chainsaw and applesauce and all that stuff, he's just ignoring all the kids.
I feel like he's, just disregarding all of his kids.
I don't have time. You women take care of the babies. I take care of the politics. I don't know.
Chainsaws.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's just bizarre to me that it's so, if it's a child with a, medical situation going on, it's just weird to me that it's so public.
Well, she said that she apologized and said, I don't want to put this out there on public. You know, I hate to be public with this, but you won't return any of my calls.
Yeah, the only way you're going to see this is if it's on your platform.
Yeah.
Mm, so I don't know. You have people.
That whole thing is bizarre. When you name your kid like XTRG65, like things are jacked up.
And not only that, Jamie, when I look at the name of the child here, I can't even read what the name is.
That's what I just said, like XTRGR65.
Yeah, but they have symbols that you don't even know what they are. I mean, at least with XGR55, you know exactly what it is.
Bizarre.
This has symbols that you don't even know what the hell it means.
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
It is really, really bizarre.
Did you see where that guy, speaking of bizarre, ran through that subway yesterday?
What do you mean he went streaking?
No, he ran his truck. He was, they're saying that there could be alcohol involved, but he ran his truck into a subway in Aurora, and literally the bumper stops at the counter where you would order.
Did he get a foot long?
Well, he might have once he got to jail. Once he got to jail, he might have got a foot. Did you get that one?
That's a good one.
That's all we got today, you guys. Aurora police responding to a Subway store this afternoon after a man drove his car right into the side of the building there. Police interviewed witnesses who said that he got out and walked away after the accident. Police later found him at his home and arrested him. He was treated for just minor injuries following that collision. Police say that they are investigating alcohol intoxication as a potential factor in the crash.
If you want to make a situation worse, leave the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
Well. What are you thinking? I mean, if you've been drinking, okay, you're busted anyway, okay? But they're going to find you, your tags on your vehicle.
Your car's in the restaurant.
Your car is at the counter of a Subway. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's hoping he'll sober up, and then by the time they find him, he'll be like, it was a medical incident, and I don't even remember it.
That's exactly what they do. They hope that they won't track him down, and the alcohol will wear off. But once they find you.
Speaking of Subway, have you all been there lately?
Yeah, I went the other night.
Everything fine?
Baja chicken was pretty good.
Okay. All right. So I asked the lady, I said, that lettuce appears to be a little bit brown. And she's like, yeah, it's from yesterday. And I go, can we bring out a new bag? And she's like, no, not till this is gone.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and skip the lettuce.
I'll say this. I think with Subway, for me, in my neighborhood, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
You can hit a Subway where it turns out pretty good. Yeah. It's not too bad. Like Carson said, the Baja all the way. But then you can hit it on the day that it's a little wilted.
Yep.
A little bit wilted.
And guess what? We can't get out a new bag until this one's gone.
No, you got to use it.
Well, you know, there are people in the world that are starving. Well, you got to use all the food. You can't. It's what my mom used to tell me. Yeah. You got to eat all that. There are kids starving out there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Snowy Friday. Be careful.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, more chances to win the weekend tickets this afternoon. Slacker Show has them at 5 o'clock today. Hey, Jamie, can you explain something to me, please?
Sure.
We just got a text a few minutes ago about a lady that bought the shake plate or whatever it's called.
Vibration plate.
I think when we talked about that a couple of days ago, I don't think I fully got the concept of it.
Sure. Could you explain that to me? I read everything to you. Everything it does, it increases your metabolism. It helps your joints. It gets blood flow going. And what was that thing? Isolated muscles. It awakens. Remember, isolated muscles.
Yep.
But I'm more about what does it look like? I've not seen one, so I don't really know.
Like if you put yourself on a scale, but it's bigger. If you put yourself on a scale, but I mean it doesn't weigh you or anything, and it just shakes you.
It's like a platform. It's elevated.
Yeah.
So it just vibrates.
Yep.
And you stand on it.
And it goes.
And that's supposed to be rejuvenating for your system, I guess,
remember
right?
Remember that, because you wanted to awaken your isolated muscles.
I did. I once had that shake weight. Remember the shake weight?
Yeah, but that's different, and please don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. That was,
you're obviously not right-handed.
People thought...
Don't do it with your left hand.
I am a lefty.
I know. Yes, see, you do way better on that side. The shake weight works better on your left hand than it does your
isn't
right.
Isn't it crazy how some of these devices come along over the years and they come and go?
Yeah.
But then they come in with such a, I guess everybody's so excited about a new way to get fit or whatever it might be.
Well, I watched this guy and he was like a pretty fat guy. He looked like Powerball Pete, right? And he's on the vibration plate or whatever.
He wasn't that fat, was he?
He was pretty big. Oh, yeah.
Powerball Pete size?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so he's in little shorts, right? Like Powerball Pete wears to work.
Yeah.
And a little tank top. And he was just, he was shaking. And then he said the first day his legs were so sore because you have to kind of tighten them up to stay on the board. And stabilize yourself. Yeah, to balance yourself. Yeah. And so it awakened his muscles.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he believes in it.
Well, I could see that you would be using muscles that you normally wouldn't use, and that's all it takes in order to rejuvenate them, I guess. But
one person just texted and said, don't do it naked because he hurt his wiener.
Oh. Poor guy.
Well, because I guess it's just like blah, 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 blah.
That's just terrible news.
Yeah, just going like, all over the place.
Yeah.
You're just swinging.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So don't do that.
All right. Well, I just saw where someone you know had texted you about the shake plate.
Well, I haven't bought it yet because remember I'm on dry February. Remember, I'm doing dry February.
Oh yeah, you started that yesterday. And yeah. There's only eight more days.
No, I just started about 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
Yeah, three days.
My bad.
Where I won't buy anything. I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, dry buy.
Yeah, dry buy February is what I'm doing, and so I can't buy anything until March.
Okay. So you're waiting on the shake plate.
Yeah, I got to buy that March. Right now, I cannot buy it.
Well, you got a week.
Yeah, I know. It's been very hard.
You could always get somebody like me to buy it for you. And that way you've not technically bought it yourself.
Yeah, I just have, I'm afraid it's one of those things like a bread maker, BJ, where I'll buy it, seems like a really good idea, and then I'll never take it out of the box.
No, it doesn't to me. Seems like something to me that you would use every single day for the rest of your life.
Because I still have not. What year did you buy me that air fryer?
3 years ago. Yep. When they came out and they were hot.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
It was a hot item at one time. Yeah, one
that's
time.
In the basement in storage.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, that's the biggest mistake you've ever made, though.
I've made bigger mistakes in my life. I have made bigger mistakes in my life than not opening an air fryer.
I'm telling you that when it comes to utensils.
Would you like me to start listing
No. I'm just saying when it comes to utensils in the kitchen.
Utensils.
The air fryer is probably one of the best items you could have in your kitchen.
It's a small appliance, not a utensil.
It's a life changer.
It also just seems like it's perfect for you. Seems like it's something you would use all the time.
Oh my God, all three of you?
Uh-huh. But you just don't know. You've not experienced it yet.
I'm telling you,
it's a game changer in your life.
I feel okay about me, but thanks.
I don't know. When you're choosing a shake plate over an air fryer, there's something wrong with it. I think that's
Come on, you make dino nuggies.
I think it's eating your brain.
Dino nuggies.
Yeah. BJ JB Morning Show here on a Friday, the weekend almost here. And we're starting to see some sunshine here at the DTC. How about that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right?
DJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
These beautiful things in my
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast of our show will be up there later on today. Sun's coming out.
Did you guys know that it cost $2 billion to redo DIA?
No.
$2 billion.
Wow. You know, I know they started out and the price tag was like $1 billion.
Right, and then they fired that company. They had all kinds of screw-ups, so they fired that company. They had to bring in a new company to rework it. It's going to be $2 billion. Here's the thing. They have the living room, which is a high-energy space, and it's going to be full of different couches and seating areas and dining halls.
Now, where's this at?
DIA.
No. What terminal are we talking about?
In the main hall.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also going to be the Welcome Home Colorado area.
Welcome. Okay.
Yeah, it's where people will wait for their loved ones to get off the flight and off the train, and it'll be the Welcome Home Colorado area.
I am glad to see that they their budget works a lot like what we do as regular people, because theirs has doubled. When I started my project for the basement, mine almost doubled too. Yeah. So it happens to everybody.
Yeah, it sure did. Right now, it is a mess, though. You know, I hate that airport.
For example, if you, with your cabin, for example, JB, if you with your cabin, if you right now were trying to get something done and you got an estimate, I guarantee it'd cost you probably double by the time you do
probably
it.
Probably so.
That's, yeah, yep, just like the airport.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but $2 billion, that is really quite a doubling.
Yeah, it's excessive.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. $2 billion. It is a pretty darn good airport, though.
No, it's not. It's a hellhole right now.
No. I mean, the whole the design of that airport is pretty darn good. I mean, granted, right, the construction's
now
a pain.
Right now, like, there's too many people. We can't all get on the train. And then somebody's like, you're impeding the train from leaving the airport.
Well, it never seems that both trains work. It's always one side, it seems.
There's always, because that one goes the other way. I've been at the airport every freaking weekend.
Yeah,
it seems like lately. Oh my god!
What's the worst? It's a headache. What's the worst airport you've ever flown into, though?
Ever, that you can think of
in the U.S. Let's just go with
probably
the U.S.
Chicago.
Chicago, yeah, oh, Chicago was pretty bad. Stupid. To me, it was Atlanta.
Yes,
yeah. Atlanta's probably the worst.
Oh, you were just there, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad.
Because you were just there last weekend. Yeah.
The problem with Atlanta is you fly in and you're never at the same terminal for your next flight wherever you're going.
And you got to take trains everywhere, even to the rental car place.
Yep. Anyway, I was just bringing it up because we got a makeover and it's coming to town.
$2 billion.
Yeah, don't forget to go to the living room. Nice furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
I will tell you, like, the most disappointing thing at the airport is when they do that little bitty ice skating rink. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
No, I've
so
never
I took
seen
my
it.
Son is well, it's right outside the Westin.
It's near the hotel. I've never been to the hotel.
Yeah, it's right between the Westin and the airport. And it and you literally like just weep. Oh, we made it around a circle.
It's that small?
Oh my god, it's so small.
It is so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been over to that part. I've never been in that hotel.
You haven't?
Mm-mm, never seen it.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, only from the highway, yeah, but I've never been near it.
Looks like a spaceship. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, $2 billion, but you got a nice airport there, folks.
Well, we will have.
How much longer do they have to work on it?
I think it's 2026. It's supposed to be open.
So it's going to be more like 2035?
Or maybe it's 2027. Don't you feel like they've been working on it for 800 years?
I feel like it's been the last 20 years.
When did they start that project?
I have no idea, but it was years ago.
It'll be in time for 2027. Yeah I don't remember when they started it. Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.